Good Friday morning, beloved, and thank you again for welcoming me into your homes for this Friday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Although yesterday was a little bit closer to 8 minutes, we'll try to get it a little bit shorter today. We'll be concluding the chapter in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 with the Apostle Paul admonishing the community of believers to worship in a proper and orderly way. And he offers advice on orderly conduct regarding those who speak in strange tongues. And all this week, God's saving word has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin our reading of 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 through 40. This is what I mean, my friends. When you meet for worship, one person has a hymn, another has a teaching, another a revelation from God, another a message in strange tongues, and still another the explanation of what is said. Everything must be of help to the church. If someone is going to speak in strange tongues, two or three at the most should speak, one after the other, and someone else must explain what is being said. But if no one is there who can explain, then the one who speaks in strange tongues must be quiet and speak only to himself and to God. Two or three who are given God's message should speak, while the others are to judge what they say. But if someone is sitting in the meeting, receives a message from God, the one who is speaking should stop. All of you may proclaim God's message one by one, so that everyone will learn and be encouraged. The gift of proclaiming God's message should be under the speaker's control, because God does not want us to be in disorder, but in harmony and peace. As in all the churches of God's people, the women should keep quiet in the meetings. They are not allowed to speak, as the Jewish law says, they must not be in charge. If they want to find out about something, they should ask their husbands at home. It is a disgraceful thing for a woman to speak in a church meeting. Or could it be that the word of God came from you? Are you the only one to whom it came? If anyone supposes he is God's messenger or has a spiritual gift, he must realize that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. But if he does not pay attention to this, pay no attention to him. So then, my friends, set your heart on proclaiming God's message, but do not forbid the speaking in strange tongues. Everything must be done in a proper and orderly way. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 39 and 40. So then, my friends, set your heart on proclaiming God's message, but do not forbid the speaking in strange tongues. Everything must be done in a proper and orderly way. And so we have here the Apostle Paul, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, telling us this is how the gifts, the revelation gifts, work in a church service. If somebody is giving a message, then it's one at a time and in the course of two or three at most. And in addition to that, if there's no one there to interpret, then the people who have the message in tongues need to be kept quiet. They can speak in tongues to themselves, but it is of no use to the church. And so, again, the whole reason of the church meeting is for the church people to be edified, to be built up, to walk out of that meeting more capable of living a godly life, living a life that brings glory and honor to Jesus, than they were when they went in. That is what the whole church meeting is about. And so that brings our time to an end, beloved. Let's go ahead and close out this week in prayer. Loving God, teach me to affirm the spiritual gifts of others and to use my gifts to help and support your church. May all I do be done in love, and may my actions be a way of proclaiming your message. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to a close, beloved. I hope to see you in church on Sunday morning, but if I don't, Monday morning, I'll be there bright-eyed, bushy-tailed with 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, where the Apostle Paul begins his second letter to the Corinthians with a prayer of thanksgiving. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you is my prayer.